Hello. Hi. How are you? Welcome to Igbo Queer and Unfiltered Podcast. My name is Charles. How are you? Hope everyone is good. Thank you so much for listening, for watching, for being here, for joining the movement for representation, visibility, freedom, and truth. Thank you so much. You are the one. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. We appreciate you here so much. We see you. We love you. Thank you. As a gay Igbo man that is from Njikoka local government area of Anambra State, what I face every day, especially on these social media streets, is homophobia. I face that all the freaking time. It is mostly from some of these toxic, down low, homophobic African men. Some of them Igbo men, some of them from other African countries. The ones sometimes are the Igbo men who will be like, why are you saying that you are Igbo? Why are you putting Igbo in your title? My dear, I am an Igbo man first. I am a black man first. I am from Nigeria first. My skin is melanated. I'm a black man. And then I'm a homosexual. That is what I am. I am a homosexual man that is Igbo. What is really, really disturbing is most of these people, my tribe, I am going to face them right now. Most of them, we have thieves, murderers, wife beaters, you name it, every sort of evil people. But the hill that some of these DL good-for-nothing homophobic men want to unalive themselves on is the hill of homosexuality. What is shocking to me, actually, it is not shocking. I know this anyway. It's when people say to me, repent, repent. Do you enjoy what you are doing? Do you love it? What is the benefit of this? What about the younger ones? These are the same people who will complain about a woman that was sexually abused and got pregnant, who decides to go and have an abortion. They will be like, the Bible said you shouldn't do that. It is a sin. Abortion is a sin. Meanwhile, there are a lot of children everywhere around Africa and other parts of the world who needs to be taken care of, fed, and all of these things. And literally show humanity to them. But they will not think about that. Because at the end of the day, it is not about the children. None of these people like the children. It is the same thing about people who use homophobia to tell you that you should not talk about being gay. What about the young ones? Blah, 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 blah. You don't care. You absolutely do not care who you are and what you are. You are a toxic, down-low, demonic, homophobic African man. Not only Africa. This happens in a lot of places. Some of these people are so dumb. It is wild to me. It is wild to me. And this is what happens when some of these behaviors manifest itself. It turns into extreme violence. It is December, right? I get this all year round. I get told, when are you going to come back to Nigeria? When are you going to come back for Christmas? Come back, drop your location. I keep saying to some of these keyboard warriors, I need you to give me your address. I need your address. I will come to your house. I will come to your house because I sure do know that you are a DL demon queen. That is what you are. You sleep with men. But you're not proud to say it. But you don't like me because I'm living my life. Let's be honest. Some of the loudest homophobes in Africa are men who secretly sleep with men. This is not me trying to be mean. It is something that happens all the time. I have told this story so many times. I do this on TikTok Live sometimes when I speak to people. One of my friends used to sleep with this guy. The guy has a wife. And then he comes and then they have sex. And this stupid, good-for-nothing man will start to blame my friend and say to my friend that you are the one that caused me to commit all of these sins. I'm not a homosexual. You did this to me. Blah, 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 blah. You are evil. You are the one that made me commit all of these atrocities, according to him. Then he will go home. The next day, he's calling my friend. I really, really enjoyed our sex. Can we come and have sex again? And he was like, absolutely not. Absolutely not. I am not going to do anything with you again. This is the end of it. Let me tell you, down low culture is killing our people. Shame is killing us. Silence is killing us. And the earlier you understand this, the better for you. What is there for you to be ashamed of? This is coming from someone like me that is the last child, where literally everybody is older than me in my family. Literally, I say this all the time. And I internalize a lot of nonsense. Thank goodness I never had any shame about who I am. That wasn't my problem. The problem for me was like, I was scared of rejection. I was scared of me not having my brothers around me. They paid my way. My sisters did everything for me. I was so afraid. I was seeking validation, approval in places where I do not have them. It took me for the longest of time to understand that in most of our African homes, I don't think this is only Africa, but let's stay there, right? A lot of us are not loved. We are cared for. And there's a massive difference between someone caring for you and someone loving you. They feed you. They buy you clothes. They do some of those things, but they don't really love you. You are not allowed to be vulnerable. You are not allowed to be yourself. This is the reason why whenever you are a gay person, for instance, or you fail in your exams, or you fail in things, or you're not succeeding, they'll be like, I am not proud of you. I am ashamed of you. And your parents are proud of you. Why do you want to live your dreams through me? Siblings do this. Parents do this. Because if you love your child, you should want them to follow their passion, right? If they fail or they succeed, you should support them and guide them, unless if they are going astray. But that's not the case. A lot of these people have failed. A lot of these people who tell you that they are worried about children, what about the young ones? That is not the problem. The problem is about control. It's about being mean. It's about weaponizing their so-called nonsense beliefs towards people like us. I preach this every time, and I am consistent with this. I am not ashamed of who I am. I have made peace with myself. I do not care about what any good-for-nothing, dried, crusty, dusty fool thinks about me. This is why the insults I get on social media and all of these places does not get to me. Because I don't know you. I have chosen peace of mind. I have learned how to preserve my energy. Your madness, your higgy-hagga is not going to get to Charles. Because I know me. I love me. I trust me. I believe in me. I'm okay with me. Whether I eat or I don't, that is not your fucking business. Who I sleep with, I am proud of. I love men. I sleep with men. I'm attracted to men. There is nothing wrong with that. It is not a taboo. My ancestors were queer people. There are ancestors who came before me that are queer, and they guide me. They protect me. They protect us. If you are an African person, do not, and I say it, do not be ashamed of who you are. Be who you are with your full chest. You do not have to come out. That is not the thing. You don't need to come out. But be at peace with you, because you are wonderful and there is nothing for you to be ashamed of. You do not need validation from them. I know this, but I did not really, really take it in. About understanding, just because if I shared a womb with someone doesn't mean they are going to love me unconditionally. And I thought that was the case for me. I realized this a few years ago, and I have been okay living my life the way it is. I don't care. Whoever you are, whether you are my uncle, my auntie, my sister, my brother, if you don't like me, that's okay. That is okay. Because what I have done for myself, and if you are listening to this, you should try to do it for yourself. Stop asking why people don't speak to you because of who you are or because of anything. Because the whys is what drives us crazy. I don't care. The reason why you don't want to be in my life, that is your problem. It is not mine. If you don't know, I am a professional yapper. I was there yapping with my friend on the phone, and I was getting ready for work. And normally when I do this, I used to work at this particular company that I will wake up at 5 because I take forever to get ready because I love to moisturize, don't mind me. So I was getting ready and my friend called me, and he was really, really upset because of something happened. And then that conversation led into homophobia. And During that conversation, I realized how homophobia is often self-hatred wearing a mask. And that is why I realized, and I know that there are a lot of toxic DL homophobic men who just internalize their homophobia and then they come with it towards you when you are living your life. It makes them angry so much. There are people who have come to speak to me that I can see that they just hate themselves for being who they are. I think I have told this story before on the podcast, and I'm going to repeat it. I don't think I told it like this. This has happened in so many versions, right? This particular one was a guy, he requested with about 8 different TikTok accounts. This is how obsessed they are with me. And I blocked him in all of them. He was screaming. He was calling me all sorts of names. He was telling me that I'm going to be unalived, that my life is useless, that my backside is leaking, that I don't know my left from my right. And I kept blocking him. He kept coming. I have had so many of these. Even I had a particular guy that claimed that I look like someone that abused him. And I'm like, are people okay? This is what I face on a daily basis. There's a saying, what will not kill you will make you stronger. I am built for this. I am powerful. I say that to myself. I believe in myself. I love who I am. So because of this, I block these people every time. There are people who have said to me, Charles, why do you always want to speak to these good-for-nothing people? And I say to them, because I have the patience. I allow people to voice their opinions. And whilst doing that, I allow them to show that they are DL homosexuals, that they are struggling. And some of these people I feel sorry for, and some of them I don't. But the problem we have as a people, especially people who are from Africa and people of African descent, is that we have allowed a religion that is alien to us to decide how we live and lead our lives. And it is impacting us negatively in such a manner that a lot of us are no longer using our brains. This is why I say this quite often, that there are a lot of people from my community that are suffering from religious psychosis. A lot of them are abused religiously. It is religious abuse. Some of them, it is by their parents and they don't realize that. I was born Catholic. I went to a Catholic secondary school. Everyone in my house is Catholic. That is why my name is Charles. Do I believe in any of those things anymore? Because I don't subscribe to something that says to me that I shouldn't be who I am, that condemns me, that says to me that I'm evil, that I'm a sinner. I am never going to subscribe to something that doesn't value my humanity. I grew up understanding that if you are in an environment where they say that God is love, but that is not what it is. For me, majority of people who don't like me anymore is because of their Bible said so. We had a conversation about abortion on my platform the other day, and every excuse all of them had was that the Bible said that is wrong. Okay, what about you? What do you think? Because what happens is, if you do not allow yourself to be open-minded, to understand that the world is a lot bigger than the Bible, then you have a massive problem. And this is why homophobia is a massive problem in the African community. The roots is shame, religion, and masculinity. Religion is one of the massive problems. Shame is part of it. Masculinity is part of it. I have said this so many times in so many versions during my conversations. Hypermasculinity, religious fear, family pressure. This is why all of these things combined are a major terror. Because hypermasculinity and toxic masculinity will make you see yourself as less of a man. And I said this to somebody the other time. He was having arguments with me. I said to him, you know some of these men who are doing all this hypermasculinity nonsense, toxic masculinity, those are where you see a lot of homosexuals, a lot of DL homosexuals. There's a lot of them there. A lot of them. When it comes to family pressure, I have faced family pressure. If you haven't listened to all the other episodes, go and start from episode 1. You will get an idea of the type of pressure that I have faced. Some of my relatives who don't speak to me. And that is okay. That is perfectly okay. One thing I do not have is religious fear. I do not have any fear. I do not have any guilt. I had the early conditioning that anything that is soft, especially if you are a man or you are emotional, which means you are weak. Of course, I had those things. I was told so. I was taught that. But what I did for myself is that I had to unlearn a lot of the bullshit that I was taught. That is what is called evolving. You grow as a human being. I have done a lot of growth in my life. A lot of the nonsense that I grew up knowing that was said around me, I unlearned a lot of those bullshits. I said to myself, Charles, this is not you. You are a progressive, liberal-minded individual that is open-minded and you want better for yourself. Say no to all of this nonsense. And no, I said. And I said it with my full chest. That is why a lot of people who are extremely homophobic, the DL demon queens that I'm talking about, the African ones who take the biggest penises and act like they don't know what's going on, they don't like someone like me who speaks the truth. I say it like I mean it. I say it like it is. I don't sugarcoat it. I'm honest to myself. Why do I need to make myself small for people who are freaking useless? No, a lot of these African men were raised to fear themselves. So they punish us for their own reflection. Does that make any sense to you? So literally, because we've been conditioned that homosexuality is evil because of religion and colonization. When you are raised like this, when you see other people that are living in their truth, that are not scared, that are living unapologetically, you will resent them. You will hate them. You will want to attack them. There's something that happens in Nigeria and in some of other African countries. They call it keto. So what this means is people arrange to meet you on a date, sometimes for sex, and then they beat you up. Sometimes they get to unalive these people. Or they will demand for ransom from your family for them to release you or steal from you or take all the money you have in your account. This is something that is horrible. And some people who participate in this nonsense are queer people themselves. Some of them are gay men. Some of them are gay men who do not like themselves. It is freaking toxic out here. And some of these people think that the fact that I don't live in Nigeria, they think that I was never homosexual in Nigeria. My dear, I have dated men in Nigeria. Some of them married men. Some of them are still married. Homosexuality was not imported from outside of Nigeria. Some people become bold. Most people become extremely bold when they move out of Nigeria, out of Africa. Even some of the African countries like South Africa, where you are allowed to be gay, where it is legal for a man to marry a man, homophobia is still rife. It is still happening there. People are still homophobic, transphobic, queerphobic. People are still attacking gay people there. The only difference is that if you are caught, you go to jail. In somewhere like Nigeria, you may not get justice. And places like Ghana and things like this. So some of these people are just miserable. Their life is painful. This is why when they come to me and say to me, heaven and hell is real, I will say to them, my darling, you live in hell already. You hate yourself for being gay. You are a DL demon queen. You are a toxic DL African man. You hate yourself. You live in misery. You are not living your truth. You are talking to Charles. That is a gay Igbo man that is juicy, moisturized, glowy, hydrated, and unbothered. I am being gay with my full chest. I am not hiding. So, my dear, who lives in hell? Between me and you, who is in hell? You are clearly in hell. I am free. I am drinking water. I am happy with who I am. You are the one that is sad. And this is the problem. The number of DL men who attack gay people on a daily basis is wild. And let me tell you something. As someone who has a good gaydar, once they start speaking to me, even the types of insults you give me will tell me if you are gay or not. And some of these people don't know this. They are wild. But I am juicy. and I'm doing the things and I'm the vibes and I'm okay. So should you. If you are any queer person listening to this, remember that you are juicy, moisturized, hydrated, smart, intelligent, inventive, unique, amazing, wonderful, fabulous. And move around. Navigate this earth like you mean it, because you are. You are the moment. You are amazing. And there is nothing to apologize for. There is nothing to be ashamed of. Download men weaponize queerness extremely. You know what they do? They hide behind their girlfriends and wives. That is what I mentioned earlier about this guy that was sleeping with my friend. He used to always lie to his wife that he's on a night duty and he comes to his place. They weaponize queerness extremely in a very bad way. They harass openly queer men. They join in the homophobic jokes, which I don't really understand, actually. Because how are you a gay man and you're here telling me that my behind is leaking, that I sleep with men, that I'm going to go to hell? They become violent when they get exposed. There's been a lot of horrible incidents that happened around Africa, in Nigeria and some other African countries, where people were unalived because some of these men were so scared that people are going to find out that they are gay. A lot of people are so down low that they will do anything to anybody. If they sleep with you, if they suspect that you're going to tell anybody that they are gay, they will unalive you. This is why I always say to my people, be careful, be careful, be careful, extremely careful. Because a lot of these DL gay men, they project their desire as disgust. It is disgusting to them. They have sex with men, they enjoy it, and then they turn back and hate themselves for doing it. It disgusts them. And this is something that I always advise some of these people to try and see a therapist. I know therapy is expensive. Everyone is not going to be able to afford therapy. But my dear, try and do something about it. You can speak to an elder. You can speak to someone in your family that you trust, or a friend that you trust. Do something about it, because that is horrible. That is a horrible place to be mentally and emotionally. That is why I say to all of you DL demon queens that you are in hell. You live in hell. Leave us alone. Live your life as a gay man that you are. It is okay. As I said, you do not need to come out as gay. You just need to be at peace with yourself. And some of you know. No, you do not know peace. You don't have peace. They use women as shield, my dear. Some of these men don't hate queer people. They hate that they can't be us, right? Which means that they just cannot be themselves. Because of that, their hate manifests in a way whereby it is anger towards themselves. And because they cannot self-harm themselves, they lash out on other queer people. They get frustrated and scream at you for nothing. I am telling you this as someone that is present on social media. The number of times people have screamed at me and are crying and doing whatever, and I'll be like, What did I do to you? What did I do to you? And then I realize what I did to them. It is envy. It is repression. It is self-loathing. They just carried it inside, and it comes as being cruel. My dear, you are envious of someone that did not do anything to you. I did not do anything to you. I did not say you should be repressed. I am not responsible for your pain and your misery. I did not tell you that homosexuality is wrong. You grew up in the same environment as someone like me, but I said to myself, I am not going to be a prisoner of my own self. I am going to live my life unapologetically. And you can choose to do that for yourself. But you know what? You refused. You refused because you refused to leave the environment where people are making you feel like shit. Some of those WhatsApp groups that you are in, some of those churches that you go to, some of those prayer groups that you go to, that's where your harm happens. That is why you will never learn critical thinking. That is why you are suffering from religious psychosis. You know what the worst thing is about this? There is a lot of collateral damage. And the collateral damage are women, queer men, and these men themselves. The harm is crazy. This happens now that women get to end up in marriages that are built on lies. Because these men are not giving you themselves. These men are not interested in you. They do not want to marry you in the first place, but they are with you because society said they should be with a woman. They are living a lie. They are with you. You don't have them in whole. They are not giving you the whole of them. What are they doing? They cheat with men behind your backs. And sometimes they can do this unprotected because they don't know how to protect themselves and do the right things to protect, to prevent themselves from catching STIs and STDs. And then they bring it home and give it to the women. And you are there thinking you have a man, but that man is not interested in you. That is horrible. This man use queer men as well. They get to use queer men emotionally and sexually. This is something I do not allow. I said this to a friend of mine. I said to them, I am never, ever going to date a gay man that is married. I can maybe have sex with you, but I'm never going to allow you to use me emotionally. And then I said to him, no, I'm taking that back. Actually, I am not going to have sex with you if I know that you have a wife. As a gay man that is out, I am not going to give you that. If I know that you are a DL demon queen. Because there are some gay men who are DL, who are good men, who don't attack other gay people. Those are the types of men that I will have sex with if I'm single. But if you are one of those ones who are mean and are DL and are doing your hyper-masculinity, toxic masculinity nonsense, I am never, ever, ever going to have anything to do with you. A friend of mine was telling me this not long ago, where he said that he noticed that some of these DL toxic men have begun to infiltrate some of our safe queer spaces with their toxicity. And I said to him, I know what you mean. Keto is an example of this. There are a lot of men who are on gay apps, who are gay men themselves, but they are toxic. And they will lure you into situations where they will violently attack you. DL men spiral into violence, blackmail, and manipulation. That is why keto happens in places like Nigeria, Ghana, and other African countries where they blackmail you into getting something from you. And if that doesn't happen, they may just unalive you. I am really wary of DL toxic men. Because they can be extremely violent. They love blackmail. They do. And most times when I have spoken to a few Nigerian guys and a few African guys who are living in Africa, I say to them, be very, very careful. Be extremely careful. Because the thing is, no one ever wins in the whole nonsense of being a DL, that system, not even them. Because for them, they carry the misery, the pain, the frustration, the anger, the sadness, the depression, and the mental torture it gives them. For the other queer people, you are some form of collateral damage for them. That is why some people have been unalived by some DL men. And this is something that it's important for us to always be visible and be able to speak about these things, because the most dangerous DL man becomes the most violent. And it is so scary. I have mentioned keto so much on this episode. We have a lot of keto gangs all over Africa. Let me explain what keto is again. It's a group of people who connive to lure gay men into coming for a date, and then they blackmail you, beat you, and want money from you or your family. If that money is not provided, they then unalive some of these people. That happens. Another one is pastors preaching against homosexuality. They preach against homosexuality while they are gay themselves, while they are living double lives. This is something that happens every time. I will not lie to you the number of some of these so-called men of God that I have seen, and I'm like, gay. And I keep it moving. I'm not judging them, but they are judging themselves. They are judging themselves. Politicians in Africa passing anti-gay laws while on Grindr. It happens all over the world, actually. Some of these politicians, they will be passing anti-gay laws, but they are on Grindr looking for men, looking for the biggest penises. They are there. That is wild. There are some of these men who will attack queer people to prove their masculinity. I face this on a day-to-day basis. They come and attack me, call me names to prove their masculinity. That's how I would turn to them and I'll be like, my darling, you are gay. It is okay. Make peace with yourself. It is okay. I remember talking to a particular guy. This is the thing. When you are speaking to somebody and then you realize that they can't really understand what you're saying, that is too much. And I said to him, you know that repression is something that has been festering in you. You are repressed and you are trying as much as possible to prove your masculinity to a gay man who doesn't care. That is why you are violent here. You will never see me in person. And I know that you are a keyboard warrior, but your anger is too much because you are repressed. And because I am a lot more powerful than you, you don't have any proximity to me. You are not in proximity. You can't do anything to me. But the same anger you have here is what you are going to go and take on another gay person. And I said to him, can I tell you, if anything happened to any gay person, if you do anything to them, you will never, ever find peace in your life on the rest of your days. If you ever do anything to any queer person, your life will continue to be miserable until the rest of your days. You will suffer. That is what I said to him. And I said that to him. I said to him, I am saying this to you, talking to my ancestors, calling on my ancestors to come because my ancestors are okay with who we are. And I said to him, do not ever, ever take this out on any vulnerable queer person, because that so-called God you are weaponizing is that God that will punish you as well, because that is what you tell me every freaking day, that God will punish me. God will punish you. You are going to go to hell. May that God seal your mouth, that unwashed, smelly mouth. Some of these people are wild. Let me tell you, I swear, many African DL homosexual men are terrified of freedom. They are so scared of being free. And this has a lot of psychological layers. And I understand this perfectly. I understand this. There is a lot of fear in this. Absolutely. I get it. But what I do not get is you taking out your anger on people who did not do anything to you. You know what these things are? A fear, the fear of losing their family, the fear of losing their cultural respect. That is why a lot of times they'll be like, you don't have respect for your family. Nobody's going to respect you for being gay. You are useless. You are nothing. You are this, this, that, that, that. The fear of losing financial support. I wasn't a DL man, but when I was in school and when I needed my siblings to pay my way, I couldn't say to them that I'm gay, because if I did, I will lose every financial support. That I really understand. I never attacked anybody. I never took it against anybody. I just was quiet, living my life, lying through my seat, telling my siblings that I have a girlfriend named Kimberly. Some of these people are afraid of being disowned or attacked by their families and friends and things like this. They fear being themselves. They fear being themselves because of their nonsense, hyper-toxic masculinity. That is why some of them will come and say, oh, you're not a man. The number of times I have been told that I'm not a man for being gay, and I'm like, can you tell me what a man is? Define a man to me. You know something some of these DL men do all the time that they don't know? When they come to me, they'll be like, women are so sweet. And I'll be like, tell me about women. Tell me what you like about women. And you will know that they are gay. They've never seen a woman's private parts before. What I'm really, really worried about is that repression doesn't make them straight. It makes them extremely dangerous. And that is a problem. Because then all these things begins to boil inside of them. They build up and build up and build up and build up and build up that they become so freaking mean and dangerous and violent. And that really is scary. It is extremely scary. This is why I worry for a lot of people. For instance, yesterday, I was on TikTok Live and this guy joined, and there's this young queer Nigerian guy that was on the platform with me, and he started speaking to him. I said, I want to speak to you, because he picked on him because he knows that he lives in Nigeria and he's young. Stop it right now. Stop speaking to him. You are on my platform and you are going to address me. And let me tell you, I know what you look like. I can see your profile. If anything happens to this boy, it's Nigeria. I will lock you up. I will use my money and make sure that you go to jail. This conversation that I'm having every day, it matters a lot for queer Africans. I am not gossiping. I am not trying to say anything bad about anybody. I am just protecting my community, my queer community, of African descent, anyone that is an ally. I am just protecting us. I am being visible. I am saying that it is okay for you to be free to express yourself. Representation is powerful. Visibility is powerful. The thing is that DL culture creates extremely dangerous and unsafe dating conditions for us as queer people in our communities. It fuels blackmail. It sustains homophobia. It prevents healthy relationships. And I'm really, really worried about these things. It harms our mental health, our mental well-being in the queer community. It is something that I am really, really worried about. And this is why I say to myself that I will continue to speak. I will speak as long as I can. If we are silent, if we do not speak, our silence then protects the oppressor, not the oppressed, which is us. We are marginalized. If we don't speak up, if nobody does anything, we will continue to be marginalized. We will continue to be oppressed. Therefore, if you have a voice, speak, no matter how little. And that is what I am doing. And I will continue to do that as long as I live. Let me explain to some of these good-for-nothing people who are DL demon queens. I want to tell them what masculinity can look like for them. I will offer you something. Okay? Because I think you don't understand what masculinity means, especially for UDL men, African men who are good for nothing, who are dusty and crusty. It means emotional honesty, vulnerability, respect, desire without shame, accountability, authenticity. That is what it is. And I feel like a lot of you do not understand this because your masculinity is all about insulting people and talking nonsense. Masculinity does not collapse when a man tells the truth. It does not collapse when you are emotionally vulnerable, when you cry when things are not working, when you are honest to yourself, when you are saying to yourself, I am who I am, and that is okay. Masculinity does not collapse. Some of you do not understand the meaning of masculinity. That is why you are suffering in your DL Delulu. My message to you today, a lot of you DL demon men, is compassionate. You don't show empathy, but I'm going to show that to you. Your secret is not the problem. Shame is the massive problem. And I don't think a lot of you understand this. Your desire is not the crime. Self-hatred is. You can choose healing, but you have decided not to choose that. You have decided to choose violence, manipulation, hypocrisy. That is what you have chosen. You have become the danger and not the culture. Gay people, queer people are not hypocritical. They are not violent. They are not manipulative. They are not dangerous. We are just being ourselves. And we have always been in the African culture. We are not new. Queerness is not your enemy. Your fear is. The earlier you realize this, the better it becomes for you. We are always going to protect our community. We are going to always do that. And you can do that. You can do that in so many ways. And I am doing it in my own little kind of way by being here and speaking. I want to encourage every queer person to stop entertaining DL men who refuse accountability. A lot of us need to understand that visibility saves lives. Authenticity is so important. It will emancipate you from your nonsense. It is liberation. When you are authentic, when you are honest to yourself, when you are living in your truth, you will be so free. We deserve partners who are not hiding behind us, using us, or hurting us. We deserve men who are not ashamed to love us out in the open, to love us everywhere, to love us the way we should be loved, to treat us like humans. That is not asking too much. We deserve love. We deserve respect. We deserve kindness. We deserve to be treated like human beings. And if you are a queer person listening to this, I want you to hold this dear to your heart. You are everything wonderful. You deserve to be loved in the right way. You deserve your humanity because you are a human being. You deserve to be loved in the right way. There is nothing wrong with you. You are fab. You are amazing. You are unique. You are smart. You are wonderful. You are delight. I want you to know this. Thank you so, so much for listening. Thank you for being here, for being amazing, for joining the movement for truth, visibility, representation, and freedom. I have been Charles. Thank you so, so much for listening to Igbo Queer and Unfiltered. Have a wonderful time. I shall see you in the next episode.